Support for this podcast of KPLU's Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets. This season, PCC has complete holiday meals, organic produce and meats, and gift ideas from local producers with 9 Puget Sound locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com. PCC, taste the season.
Well, Nancy, perhaps it's just a coincidence as the political season heats up, but I've been noticing a lot of interest in bologna lately, including a pretty interesting article in the Tacoma News Tribune last week. And I just kind of put bologna in my mind, not that there wasn't quite a bit of it there already.
Okay, so what did it say about bologna?
It says bologna should get more respect and that people are eating more bologna as well as listening to it. Of course, bologna's always been popular. There was a quote in there from a guy named Mike Bears, who's an executive with the Bojangles, and he says, it's not a fried rutabaga that no one can understand.
Well, you know, it's funny that when I was a kid, we used to eat a lot of bologna. I never buy bologna now. Maybe I just think I'm too good for bologna. But we used to make fried bologna sandwiches, which were absolutely delicious, much better than just plain sliced bologna. And I would have some kind of nasty Wonder Bready bread, some kind of white bread, and a little smear of mayo, and some delicious all-beef bologna. Although I understand bologna does not have to be all-beef. It can be pork products,
yeah,
whatever.
Pork and chicken, and there's all kinds of bologna. German-style bologna has more garlic in it and everything. I remember my friend Dan telling me that the fried bologna sandwiches he used to eat in jail in Alabama had always remained bright in his memory, and he would never eat another one. I don't believe I ever ate a fried bologna sandwich, but I sure like just the plain bologna, and I was inspired to have a bologna sandwich, and I went and bought a package of bologna, had it on cheap white bread with mayonnaise. I suppose for that old-time flavor, I could have used Miracle Whip, but honestly, I would rather spread tub caulk on my sandwich than Miracle Whip, and the cheapest potato chips I could find. It was pretty good, as you could see in that picture I sent you.
I saw that picture, Stein, but if you really, really want to up the ante on bologna, I would suggest getting your hands on some mortadella, which, as far as I'm concerned, is basically a fancy bologna, and even better when you can get it with the pistachios in it.
Well, actually, that is the derivation of bologna, bologna sausage, which was the American term for the mortadella. But I read an interesting fact that for American bologna, it can have those little chunks of visible lard in it, the way a mortadella does with the pistachios and stuff.